Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sales, yeah, for January, it was a hot number. And 5.3%, I think the projection was for positive less than 2. And we don't have to get into the weeds on that
sort of thing.
You know, we want to talk about the economic situation with Jack Kleinhans, chief economist with the National Retail Federation. Jack, good morning.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So it's one of those things. We get 860,000 new unemployment claims today. We have all these issues. We have $2 trillion potentially coming down the pipeline, but we get 5% retail sales in January. You want to explain how that happens?
Well, I think we need to just peel back a little bit on what's happened in December and then into January.
Okay.
We actually had a very strong Christmas holiday spend on a year-over-year basis, 8%. That's double the trend, first of all. So consumers really had sort of a spending exuberance in late December. And then, of course, then legislation was passed with the stimulus plan of the $900 billion, and that took hold into the large part in January. So with the stimulus and relief checks, plus don't forget people have a lot of savings that they have built up this past year. And it just provided a lot of purchasing power.
Hey, Jack, when we're talking to retail sales, which were up significantly, because you couldn't go to a restaurant, couldn't go to a movie, couldn't necessarily do a vacation, is that part of the reason you said, well, got this money, may as well do something with it?
Precisely. There is really a compositional shift that has occurred. People spend most of their money on services, not on goods. And it's been just the opposite in this recession. And so people do have money that they couldn't otherwise use for the same services that you just mentioned. So, and I think people are you know, it's going on a year now.
I
think we've been hunkering down and trying to do the best we can. So I think people get a lot of gratification being able to do something for themselves.
You know, it is true, and we can see it in our own behaviors. You know, I can buy that sweatshirt. I haven't gone out to eat in a month.
I've got an air fryer. I just got an air fryer. I'm very excited.
So, you know, my question is, we've talked a lot about it's ironic that it's the year 2021 because we are in the 20s. If you combine, you know, this pent-up maybe demand and then this $1.9 trillion or $1.5 trillion, whatever it is, a lot of money is going to come into the economy. How dramatic do you see this snapback in our economy over the next, I don't know, 8 to 16 months?
Well, we aren't certain about this $1.9 trillion, so let's just put that aside for the time being, because that will have a positive effect, and certainly consumers and people unemployed will benefit. But right now, with the $900 billion, you know, we are seeing the benefit of another quarter of growth, around maybe 4%. And
whoa.
I think the real... Yes?
4%?
Yeah, for the first quarter.
Wow.
It's very likely because of the stimulus.
Okay.
Now I lost my thought.
Oh, that's okay. See this coming in, 4% growth. But I think there was a but in there somewhere, but I'm not sure where.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is also we've got these vaccinations and we have the infection rate going down. So people are getting a little bit more confident, and I think they'll be feeling a little bit more safe if they get out and try to get back to normal. It's going to take some time. It probably won't occur until the latter half of 2021.
You know, we have this retail dynamic that's quite amazing. You know, Target and Walmart had their earnings today, and it's just amazing between Target, Walmart, and Amazon. Yet the small businesses have really suffered. Many have been out of business, but people still say that small businesses is the engine that fuels the country. What's the retail land? And then we have this brick and mortar mall, you know, real estate play. I mean, you know, we have this incredible transition in our retail economy. I mean, how's this going to play out for small businesses? Are some of these never coming back?
Well, I think there is definitely a transformation that's going on in the retail industry, and this is just being accelerated towards a multi-channel. And don't count the small guys out. They're very resilient, and yes, many of them have been left off to the side to figure out how they can still provide goods to Main Street in many of their communities. And they're learning how to use the internet also.
Yeah, exactly.
But the big guys, you know, are dominating online purchases. And thankfully, we've had this capability just compared to like 20 years ago. If we didn't have the internet, where this economy would have been in a recession.
Jack, as you're looking back, how much business now, a percentage, rough, whatever you want to do, how much of it is online business now?
Well, it's probably in the range of 20 to 25% currently. You know, it had been around 14, 15% the last few years. But when we got into this COVID environment, it kicked up. The question will be, as we get further into 2021, will people go back to doing things, in store? Or will there be a shift up and they'll get used to buying online, which I think that'll occur. But I do think and want to make this clear. People do like to shop in stores. They do enjoy seeing things, and they want to feel things, and it's also a social activity.
There are certain elements that won't go away. I mean, you know, whether it's clothes or car, I mean, there's certain things that are so tactile that it's impossible to see a fully virtual element. We got to go, Jack. We're happy you scrambled to be on with us. It's a really important topic.
Thank you much.
Jack Kleimhans from the National Retail Federation. Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
Good luck in Ohio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.